Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Speaking of who's going to be back and who will be back, I was stuck in the car Friday, and I had to run to Golf Mart to get golf balls because I was going to go golfing at Sharp Park, and I was just stuck on this Aaron Turner, the agent for Jonathan Kuminga interview with Steiny and Goo. It was excellent. Did you hear it?
I listened to a lot. He was on like four different podcasts.
He was on a lot.
He was on with One Horse in the Morning. Heard of a little bit with Steiny and Goo, and that's heard the basketballs dribbling in the background, which kind of distracted me a little bit, but it is what it is. Then he was on the Dove Talk podcast, and he was on another. So, yeah, I heard a chunk of it.
And?
I mean, what I think of it? I mean, it was a very interesting tactic for an agent to take, to go on a lot of podcasts.
I found it to be a little out of the norm. I understand why. This situation is very unique.
Different playbook, no doubt.
You think it accomplished what he was? What do you think he was trying to accomplish?
Well, I don't know if he was trying to accomplish anything, but the dialogue when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga, very interesting. And I'll just speak from my own personal experience about Jonathan Kuminga. I've done a lot of podcasts this summer talking about JK, and you hear people say he's not a winning player and this and that, and he's had 4 years. Again, it's kind of like the schedule talk. There's nuance to everything. His 4 years with the Golden State Warriors is a lot different than 4 years for Paolo Banchero in Orlando. It's a lot different than Cade Cunningham. I'm not saying he's those guys, but he hasn't had that runway those players have had because you have Steph, Dre, you had Clay, you had championship expectations. That it's tough for a young player to crack that code. But you can't sit here and look me in the eye and say that he hasn't got better in certain aspects of his game, and he's had really good stretches. Now, the system, he may not fit it. I agree. It just may not fit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear former players, guys like Eddie Johnson, to say when a player loses trust in a coach and a coach loses trust in a player, that relationship is basically as good as dead. And where's Steve Kerr and Kuminga at? That's the bottom line of me. Where are they at in their relationship? Do they trust each other? Will Kerr play him? Will he not play him? What's going to be there?
Where do you think their relationship is right now?
I don't think it's good. Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, he obviously DNP'd him. Kuminga's, I think we could all agree that he was taking a leap forward in his fourth year. And was playing his best basketball, and he got hurt.
And I think Turner, the agent, basically said, like, it really hurt him, which, of course it did. Like, the DNPs hurt him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It crushed him.
To just not play.
Yeah, I get that.
To go from averaging 20, having some of your best, and we've seen this the second year when Wiggins had to go away for 2 months due to personal reasons. Kuminga was playing better as a second-year pro. He wasn't even 20 years old yet. And you can't sit here and lie and say that he wasn't playing better. He helped them get to the playoffs as a sixth seed against the Sacramento Kings. And then Steve Kerr said, you know what, he messed up a couple times in the playoffs and he didn't play anymore. He had a quick hook. That's what happens with veteran coaches. You don't have a long leash. And so when you get players like, and Moody's done this for a long time, where he's looked over his shoulder trying to play basketball.
It's impossible.
Because you're like, if I make a mistake, who's at the scorer's table? No, know how hard it is to play like that?
Well, it's like your guys are both fathers. It's like you're watching your kid at the plate, and like they feel like all the pressure in the world. You're not going to crush it. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then it's like, oh, like that's all the pressure right there. And especially with the hundreds of millions of dollars on the line.
Right.
What that means for a player like Jonathan Kuminga, like Moses Moody, trying to live up to the expectations of being a first round pick while playing with Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and knowing those are made men, and then all of a sudden you bring in Jimmy Butler, who was, you know, ran out of town or ran himself out of town over in Miami. He comes over here now. You have to watch them go on this big run and you not be a part of it. Yeah, I actually absolutely empathize with what JK went through. So, and then Aaron Turner, we have all the cuts. We'll get to some of them. But I'm in totally lockstep with you. It was definitely not trying to shift the narrative, but just trying to give him his perspective on everything. Well,
fans have just, you know, social media, it's so damn toxic these days. Oh. It's not even funny.
Well, remove the social media.
But no, if I talk to a fan on the street, they ask me, what's up with JK, man?
Well,
the guy
know.
Could play.
Yeah.
But social media will tell you, this guy's a bum.
Yeah.
And I don't subscribe to that. Look, I was at the NBA broadcast meetings last week in Jersey City. There's a lot of broadcasters, former players, Sterl Bailey, Eddie Johnson. Got to have Eddie Johnson's hella funny. You guys,
we love him every year. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But you hear from the former players, you know how hard it is, young man? This is what Eddie Johnson, you know how hard it is to get DMP'd like that, get thrown into the fire in a second round series against a defense that was number 3 in the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves. And now, can he rebound better? Sure. We would like to see him rebound better. Shot selection at times? Sure. You want to see him have better shot selection. But on a team that didn't have Stephen Curry, and we're talking about Nick Bosa and the gravity, what nobody talks about in that second round series, not having Steph, your spacing's compromised. You have no gravity. Defense is like, okay, no Steph. I don't have to run around here. Now I can focus on who is the guy who can get buckets in that series JK. After getting those DMPs.
JK.
And he does not get any credit whatsoever from a certain segment of the fan base for playing like that, for keeping him in the game. Like, that's hard to do. It's very difficult to do. So I'm not saying he's a perfect player. And by, you know, it probably would have been better if they would have moved on from the guy just to give him another opportunity elsewhere, because it feels like we're heading to a direction to where it may not work. Now, you kind of need him because you're going to sign Al Horford. You're going to sign De'Anthony Melton. And I actually think Al Horford could be good for a guy like Jonathan Kuminga.
Why?
A different voice, a veteran who's saying, hey, come here, young fella, 40 years old, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Respects Al Horford. I think that's a voice that could possibly resonate with Jonathan Kuminga and help him for this season. Now, what happens after this season? What happens once we get to the trade deadline? Who the hell knows? But to say that Kuminga's just a bum and doesn't play winning basketball, I don't subscribe to that. There's a lot of nuances here to the Kuminga situation, and I have seen glimpses of Kuminga playing well. Hell, his on-ball defense against Anthony Edwards, was it not solid against Anthony Edwards in the second round?
Absolutely.
Or was I just watching a different game?
Well,
tell me, Shasky and Spinotti.
No,
I don't know.
He bought in. I thought he absolutely was locked in and playing as well as you could against him, and he gave you your best shot. I think there's like 4 or 5 elements going on all at once with JK. Like, there's clearly the, you know, prior to Jimmy's arrival, I think they stuck with Wiggins too long. That's what I believe. Now, the Wiggins trade for Butler, you do it all day, every day. Period.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? But I just think in general,
and I understand why they did it. I thought that they yo-yoed back to Wiggins, and it crushed Jonathan Kuminga going back a year. Well, I'm going back prior. Oh,
well, even when he missed 2 months.
That's what I'm going to.
He missed that was his second season.
Exactly.
Second season. He missed 2 months at Kuminga because we were talking about it every single day.
I think that wrecked the development.
Every single day we were talking about it. And Kuminga was playing better, shooting over 50%. And an agent talked about it. And nobody gives him credit for that. No. Which is sad.
So, like, the one question I wanted them to ask, which they didn't get to, was, like, how much of the Andrew Wiggins in-out thing really hampered his development?
Well, not only that.
And his specific role on the team on any given night.
But not only that. What we found out, because there's a lot of, you know, Steve Kerr said it, and I disagree with Steve Kerr. And look, he's a great coach.
Yeah, we don't have to agree on everything.
Yeah, I disagree with lineup combinations, but Steve Kerr knows what the hell he's doing. All right, you don't win 4 championships without knowing what you're doing. You know, so for the fire Steve Kerr segment of the fan base, you're just idiots out there. Steve Kerr's a hell of a coach. But I disagree with him on one specific thing, and that was that Wiggins and Kuminga couldn't play together. And next thing you know, we started to see them play together. And it actually worked out where they were playing well together. Same thing we heard last season with Jimmy and JK. Mm-hmm. They can't play together. And then Jimmy comes out and says, oh, I can play with JK. We can make things happen.
Thrive.
We can thrive.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. Remember we were talking about Kuminga and Steph Curry with the two-man game, maybe simplifying some things for JK and have him set screens for Steph. And all of a sudden, the defense is very aware of Steph and Curry. They're blitzing Steph, and Kuminga's going in for a wide-open dunk. And Steph said, this two-man game ain't bad. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said, this two-man game could work with JK. So the dialogue with Jonathan Kuminga to where it feels like if you say that he does something good, a lot of people come back at you and say, oh, stop standing for JK. He's not good. He's all about himself. That's the other thing that bothers me, because I actually know the kid, and I know his camp. For people to say, all he cares about is his. He doesn't care about winning. No, he's desperate to help this team win. That's what he wants. He wants a role. That's why, remember the Denver game, where Jokic hit the shot, they went on a 25-4 run, JK doesn't play the last 18 minutes. You know why he was ticked off? Because he felt like he could help the team win and close that game out, and he was playing well in that game. So the narrative about JK saying all he does is care about himself, all he does is care about his stats and his numbers, and he wants to be, the guy has confidence in himself. He's saying, I can be better than a role player. I can help this team win and have a big-time impact.
So I agree with everything you're saying. I think where there is some middle ground here is that, okay, we agree with that. I'm saying just all of us, fans, the coaching staff, the front office. But for right now, we need you to buy in on these X, Y, and Z things for you to get more of that playing time. And in time, you will get some of these things that you're requiring. So to me, it just... your point about feast or famine, it's all or nothing when it comes to these conversations. And to me, there's degrees. No,
but you know what, though? We've seen it. And I'll use one game as an example. His third year, they were playing the Pelicans. They were down like 20-plus points. Remember Draymond and Irv Jones got into it, and they were running hot. And JK, they went to a five-man lineup. And JK was part of that lineup. It was Steph, Dre, I think it was Clay. JK, I don't remember, but JK was part of that closing lineup. And he bought into where he was defending Brandon Ingram. He was playing off the ball, and he was cleaning up the garbage. What I mean by that is clean up the glass, dunking on people's heads, getting out in the open floor, on fast breaks. But he had bought in. That example. So can he buy into a role? I think he can. I sound like his agent right now, right? But listen, if he knows that he's closing – and he's getting some significant minutes, and he's getting 25 to 30 minutes a game, and he's closing with these guys, JK's all in with that.
The problem has been, and I agree with you, problem has been is that they have too many guys who want and have to and need to close over the last couple of years. Now, right now, I still think there's open slots, but I'm going back like 2-3 years ago. You know, JP thought he should have been closing, and Clay thought he should have been closing, and Chris Paul after that thought he should have been, you know, so like... they were in a tricky spot. And yes, JK is one of the options that should have been in there, and he wasn't enough.
And you know what?
And Pods has got to close.
Right, no, there's no doubt. Like, this is a tough spot for Steve Kerr. It's not an easy job whatsoever. And I get it. Some games, you're not going to close. You don't have it. And you have to accept that. And there's games where JK doesn't have it, and he gets off. But he's also a player where I notice he gets off the rough starts, but he kind of has to play his way through it as a young player. And look, on this team, you don't have a lot of patience. Guys are trying to win right away. But you look at the numbers. When he does get his 30 minutes, they're comparable to Franz Wagner, who everybody wants. His numbers actually look a little better than Franz Wagner's when he gets 30 minutes.
You know,
but the problem is,
suggesting that is going to sound insane.
No, but
I know, but I'm just telling
the,
you how
we put the data up on the pregame show.
I know.
The postgame show, the numbers are there. If people want to look at the numbers, now I'm not saying that is Franz Wagner a better fit probably with the Warriors, but we don't even know if Franz Wagner would have played here.
Yeah.
Trey Murphy III, who I love. Are we sure Trey Murphy III would have got 30 minutes here with the Warriors?
Well, that's the conversation, as far as I'm concerned. It's putting players in positions to succeed right now. Young players, the Warriors have just not been able to do that. And that's really
why. Has Pod succeeded?
At times in the playoffs,
I'm just asking.
I want to be fair to
Pod. It's a different position, too.
I 100% agree.
And this was his first go around the playoffs, right? I want to give him that grace. Like, this is the first, like, Moody's, like, heavy minutes in the playoffs. And they weren't up to snuff. They weren't. And they'll be the first to tell you that. And can they get better next year if they get into the playoff scenarios? Hopefully. But it was evident when I'm seeing those other young players struggle and I'm seeing just JK waste away there on the bench. I was like, you couldn't use him at all.
Well,
you couldn't use him. Like, other than that Rocket series, and I get it. He had a cup of coffee there and there. But when I see, and I'm not saying he's this player, but when I see Amen Thompson, and I just look at the body and I see these young.
Yeah, but he's allowed to play 35 minutes
exactly.
a game.
That's what I'm getting at here,
that's
Joe.
Is
Steve Kerr has to allow for some failure for some of these guys. He allowed the failure of Brandon Pajemski and Moses Moody.
But they didn't have a backup point guard. Right. In the other scenarios, I agree with you conceptually, but when you look at the personnel on the team, they had Wiggins, and then bring in Jimmy, and you had redundancy, and then you got to play Draymond, right. And Draymond wants to play the four to start the game because he needs a five there. So, like, it's deeper than you just play him. Because then
right.
I go,
it
like,
is deeper than that.
Sure.
Yep, no doubt.
Trust me, we've gone down this avenue.
And now, this is, and I've been kind of looking at this moving forward here. JK signs a qualifying offer or whatever deal.
That's
signs,
what's going to happen.
Who knows? We'll find out shortly.
Yeah. Eight days, right?
D-Day's finally coming,
week
right?
From tomorrow.
Media days on Monday. That'd be very interesting.
Monday.
Jeez. Media days Monday. And so,
well, I mean,
my thing is, how are the fans going to react on opening night when they take on the Denver Nuggets?
I don't know.
And they announce from the G League Ignite, 00, Jonathan Kuminga. Are they going to boo? Are they going to cheer? How do they feel about Jonathan Kuminga right now? And how's this going to play out over the course of training camp where we know this cloud is hovering? It's hovering. This is where Steve Kerr is going to earn his money, trying to navigate this situation, because you know we're going to be, you know how it is. He misses a screen. He doesn't grab a rebound. The internet's going to clip it, hyper-focus on it, post it, and just dog him. It's a no-win situation for JK. He has to either be great right away and help them win, or if he gets his numbers, it don't matter. As we saw against the Minnesota series, he played well, and it does not matter because nobody's talking about who didn't play well in the Minnesota series.
So I want to ask you. They sign Horford. They sign Melton. They bring back Kuminga. Forget what the deals are. Yeah. It's just this is the team. Give me your starting five.
Well, I think you're going to start with Horford, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, and D'Anthony Melton.
Not Buddy, okay. Not Pods, okay.
You'll bring Pods.
Sure?
You'll bring, well.
I know you're guessing here.
It's a game-to-game basis. We know Steve Kerr.
Melton healthy?
He might be ready to roll. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
That'll last. What, he played five games?
We'll see. Yeah, he played five games. And, you know, he had the back injury. The good thing is his back got some
I'm
rest.
I'm very skeptical of this.
But you know what, again?
Horford, Draymond, front court.
We've been talking about this for so many years. With Steve Kerr, it's not about who starts because the starting – how many different starting lineups did they have last year?
No, I know, but Kuminga, I think, wants to start.
I don't know if that's happening next to Draymond.
No, I agree, but I'm just listening to the agent.
The agent
made it pretty clear he really wants to start.
I would love for him to be the sixth man and come in and get his 30 minutes. Again, if he's finishing, I think that's more important on a basketball team, who finishes. That's just my philosophy, but I get it. Guys want to hear their name in the start lineups. You want to come out and get the high fives and everything like that and say, I'm an NBA starter. I understand that.
And Pods, I think we just underrate, like, he's going to go with Pods at the end of games. He's probably going to start games with Pods. And
Pods had a good stretch in the regular season. Like, let's be like, sure. I mean, we're not crushing the guy. I think it turns into this: you either love or hate Brandon Pajemski, or you love and hate Jonathan Kuminga.
I think he's a backup point
guard.
That's
fine. I'm not saying he keeps getting
thrown into the starting rotation. And I'm looking at defense and how we match up. Horford and Draymond, how do you match up against the bigs? Steph and Pods, how do you match up against the perimeter?
Backcourt.
I think you fall
Moses
short
Moody?
On both.
Moses
what?
Moody.
What about Moses Moody?
See, I don't know.
So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. And it's going to be a game-by-game basis, depending on the matchups. You're going to juggle these starting lineup left and right. And again, I don't focus too much on the starting lineup because when you're dealing with think about Popovich. He had different starters.
He had his
core pieces, and he had pieces around it that, okay, maybe we'll start Tiago Splitter one game, we'll start somebody else in the other game.
You know what's the difference, though? And I don't want to, like, crush Steve Kerr right now. Popovich in that Spurs locker room was the guy. His way or the highway. I don't know if that's the same with Steve Kerr in the Golden State.
Well, it has been.
With the young players, it has, not with the vets. And then Popovich, the whole Kawhi thing. Different coaches. I'll just leave it at that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.